The idea that no one is looking at the model presented by Mayor Rudy Giuliani in New York, which was very simple. If you throw a rock, you're arrested. If you throw a bottle, you're arrested. And all of a sudden, New York was, and it literally was almost overnight, New York became safe.
The John McCullough Show, weekday evenings at 6 on The Patriot.
And it's time for Sports Talk with Ron Cameron on the all-new FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. I'm Alex Sully, producer, and here's Ron Cameron.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports Talk. Ron Cameron here, and we're going to be open line this first hour. Anything you want to talk about on sports at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. You can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Next hour, we're talking with Ernie Witt, the Tiger Killer from Roseville. He'll be on my show the next hour, the former catcher of the Blue Jays, now the coach of the Canadian national team, and he has been for years. Ernie Witt, we're going to get his stats up there later on and tell you how he dominated the Tigers at Tiger Stadium. He'd love that right field porch. He'd bang him off that overhang and the upper deck. Oh, my God, was he some. I thought the Lions game would be a little closer yesterday. I did, and it wasn't. The Wings laid an egg last night, too. And the Pistons, well, they didn't lay an egg because their game was canceled. They're playing tonight at 9 o'clock in Portland because of the weather conditions. A lot to talk about on Sports Talk, so give me a call, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. If you're looking to buy a home or sell a home, put your trust into the Fontaine Realty team who truly care about their clients. Beyond the sale and purchase of your home, so whether you're buying or selling, go to FontaineRealtyTeam.com, F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E, RealtyTeam.com, part of the RE/MAX Home Sales Services. FontaineRealtyTeam.com, the Fontaine Realty Team. Helping you make your best move. And North Center Brewing in Northville features handcrafted beers on tap made right on the premises with Michigan-made equipment. Bring your family and friends to North Center Brewing to watch your favorite team or big game on North Center's 55-inch LEDs. With North Center Brewing's 10 taps, you'll always get a great beer. You can sample the beers and even take home your favorite brew. North Center Brewing is in downtown Northville on Center Street across from Kroger. Open Tuesday through Sunday for hours. Check the web, northcenterbrewing.com, northcenterbrewing.com. And CrossFit Frostbite in Farmington Hills. Every person's CrossFit gym where coaches teach male and females the best way to get in shape with strength and conditioning with a focus on form for safety. Classes are 7 days and nights. For more info, go to CrossFit or make that CrossFit, CrossBite.com. That's hard to say. Have a couple beers and have that. CrossFit, CrossBite.com. CrossFit, Frostbite.com. Boy, that's tough.
We've got a couple tongue twisters there.
Whoa.
There's another one later in the show, too.
Be quiet. You know, I don't want to hear it. We're open line 800-923-9385 or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Well, let's start off with Cowboy and Windsor, who paid his phone bill, so he's back with us.
Oh, hi, Ron and Alex. Yeah, first of all, before we get to the Lions, unfortunately, why is Guy Gordon on WJR?
Well, you get a certain age in our business, and you're dumped. But in all credit, the WJR is a good man.
Guy Gordon. That's what they say, yeah.
And he ended up getting another gig. But, I mean, this business stinks to high heaven.
They offered him the promotion, according to what he said.
Who offered him promotion?
WJR offered him for his own show, and so he left Channel 4 to have his own show.
Yeah, well, see what he wants. But, and he's good. Guy Gordon is good.
Yeah, Yeah, well, he's an upgrade over the person they had on there before. He was, I don't know.
I don't know who he had. I don't listen to that station.
Who does with an IQ of more than room temperature? But anyway, I think Tuesday our boy Mr. Parker's birthday.
Oh, Rob Parker's birthday is Tuesday?
Yeah.
I think he's trying to get Betty White to go out on a date on his birthday.
Well, he better hurry because I don't know how healthy Betty White is these days.
Why? What do you say? What have you heard?
Well, I've read some things that she might not be in the best of health.
Well, she's 95, so the fact...
95, yeah, I know, yeah.
Or 96, whatever it is.
Parker will be 53.
Think, yeah, but... I don't know if you know. I believe he was born the very same day William Clay Ford bought the Lions.
You got that right.
He must have been rolling in his grave if he saw yesterday's, because that was a 26. That was about a 3-touchdown defeat. I mean, they were lucky to be in it as long as they were, because first of all, that Seattle defense is just so speedy. I mean, there might have been a hole for maybe Zenner or one of the other Lions running backs for a nanosecond, and then it was filled by Chancellor or Sherman or Clark or somebody like that, Bennett. And that's what they had. That's what Bob Quinn has to look for, some speed. And obviously he's going to have to, I guess, get a couple of linebackers, and he's going to have to get a couple of defensive backs to complement Slay and Quinn. But boy, that Seattle defense is just run to the ball
Let's face it, Cowboy. You got the Lions, who are lucky to be in the play. The only reason they got in the playoffs is because Kirk Cousins showed he's a Lions fan by choking, choked in that game. And just like the Dolphins, they got killed in Pittsburgh today. Pittsburgh's been playing brutal for the most part the last few weeks, and then they just killed the Dolphins. Ndamukong Suh, when are you going to first playoff win, Ndamukong?
He had a sack.
That's his first sack in 10 weeks.
And 4 tackles. That kind of team of tackles.
Oh, that's...
He's played pretty well, though, this year.
No, he hasn't.
He's played pretty well this year.
He got manhandled 3 or 4 times. They threw him around like a rag doll.
Maybe not today. Maybe not today, but he's played pretty well for the most part this year. But, so that's what the Lions are going to... They're going to have to... Quinn's going to have to draft some speed, because I mean, although he did a good job with Decker and Glasgow, and see, it appears on the offensive line, but I don't know if Reef is going to be around next year or Warford, and so he might have to replace one or both of them on the offensive line. As I said, they're going to need a couple of linebackers and defense. But if they have a good
Levy didn't show up again. He didn't do a thing.
They need a corner too.
Mm-hmm. What did Levy? Did he have any tackles, or did he just stand around collecting his paycheck?
I think he had one. Did he have one?
He must have gotten in the way of somebody.
He might retire anyways, but and then
what's he going to do with his money that they owe him for the next couple of years?
Yeah,
give it back?
Well, I don't know, but he might not retire. But then again, there were about 4 drops from Tate and Ebron and a couple of other, I think Jones, and that hurt him. And then you had a couple of stupid penalties by, of all people, Nada and Bolden, who should know better.
You're right. Both of them should know better. And then here's what you got, too.
They're team leaders, for goodness sake.
Yeah, that's like Stevie Wonder leading the Indy 500. Same way, the blind leading the blind.
But then, I like Caldwell's press conference after the game. I mean, there were a couple of kind of dodgy officials' calls, especially on that Richardson, who, by the way, caught just about everything for Seattle yesterday. Yeah. He looked like
Bud Lynch out there. He one-handed it 3 times, didn't he?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
He Bud Lynched it.
Supposedly the official apologized to Caldwell for missing a call on that touchdown, and instead of blowing up, Caldwell took equanimity after the game, after the press conference. I think that's what, along with that's part of Caldwell's leadership and why I guess they decided to keep him, because, he is intelligent and well-spoken and a leader. He didn't, a lot of coaches would have just gone nuts, but he didn't. Of course, he realized
he realized that.
Unlike Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he realized that wasn't the reason the Lions lost the game. They lost the game because they couldn't you know, they couldn't run the ball, they couldn't pass the ball, and they couldn't keep Stafford up.
They couldn't catch the ball either.
They couldn't catch the ball. They couldn't do anything. It was as if they just, especially in the second half, they just, I don't know, just Seattle just deserted themselves.
Yeah. Well, listen, Cowboy, I appreciate your call.
I'm gonna call when Mr. Wood is on in the second hour.
Talk some Canadian national team with him.
Yeah, I will. I also wonder if he's ever going to get back to the big leagues, maybe as a coach or manager.
That'd be interesting. We'll check with him later. Thank you, Cowboy.
Okay. Yeah, okay, Ronnie.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. And, of course, you mentioned Harbaugh, who blew the one game with his temper and all that. But I want to give you – I'm going to praise Harbaugh in the last game. Even though they didn't win, I thought he handled himself pretty well. Maybe he knew he screwed up last time and – watch yourself this time. I thought he made adjustments, which he didn't in the other game. They didn't win, but I thought he did pretty well for himself.
Then he called those three timeouts at the end of the game.
I don't know about that. Folks, give me a call. We're open line for the first hour, and then we'll talk baseball with Ernie Witt. The second hour, the Tiger Killer. Here's the number, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. You can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. We are open line here on Sports Talk, taking your comments and questions on sports. Advanced Medical Center in Dearborn provides A to Z treatment for all sports injuries, including surgeries, pain management, and physical therapy in a state-of-the-art facility, Advanced Medical Center, corner of Michigan and Schaefer. For an appointment, call Advanced Medical Center, 313-582-0100. Lacio's Pizza in Warren features the area's best pizza, including chicken shawarma pizza, also the Magna Pizza, 50 slices for $25. Open 7 days, lunch and dinner for carryout and delivery and catering, located on the corner of Hoover and 11 Miles, 696 Service Drive. For Lacio's menu, go to LacioPizza.com, LacioPizza.com, LacioPizza.com. And Heroes in Waterford is quite a place. I had dinner there yesterday, folks. It's a sports-themed restaurant showing sports always on 14 HDTVs. They have full bar craft beers, but if you like what I do over there, and I'm talking about they have good seafood there. In fact, the white chicken is phenomenal. I got a couple of good seafood places here. They glazed carrot team, took some home with them. They have fall off the bone barbecue ribs, and they got a lot more. They're known for their Greek salads as well. And for an appetizer, the baked breeze is for you to die for. Lunch and dinner specials 7 days. Go to Heroes in Waterford on M59, two blocks west of Telegraph. You will not be disappointed. Capital Wine and Liquor in Troy, with new owners, offers a good selection of wine at low prices. And Capital has the lowest prices in Metro Detroit on cigarettes and cigars. Capital Wine and Liquors on Rochester Road, just north of Square Lake Road. My Mechanic's Place in Livonia, Metro Detroit's only do-it-yourself auto center. My Mechanic's has all the tools and expertise to help you complete any and all of your auto repair needs. And My Mechanic's 18,000-square-foot facility with even a state-of-the-art paint booth. Open 7 days. My Mechanic's Place is on Plymouth Road between Wayne Road and Levan. Go to mymechanicsplace.com. He's going to be in for an interview next Saturday for a few minutes. Okay, what's on your mind, folks? We're open line here. Taking your comments and questions on sports. 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. Don't forget Ernie Witt from the Toronto Blue Jays. Guy that killed is one of the biggest Tiger killers of all time, at least in Tiger Stadium. We might guess the next hour on Sports Talk. Alex has got emails. Go to them.
Mm-hmm. We have Chuck from Belleville. He says 161 yards to one back in a playoff game should come with somebody's job being lost. And he says, hurry up baseball season so we can end the talk about the Lions and get the warm weather here. Pitchers and catchers report in a couple, about a month.
And 51 degrees in a couple of days here, believe it or not, after a snowstorm tomorrow. It's going to 51 on Wednesday.
You can go out and play baseball in the snow. Snowball.
Yeah. Popeye will join you in the snow.
No, no, no. He runs and hides from the snow, Ron. He does runs not and like hides. The snow or the cold. He'll be out 51 degrees, though.
Well.
But, yeah, do you think somebody should lose their job due to the Lions' inefficient play?
No. They overachieved this year. I'll stick with that.
And Brian from Utica echoes the same sentiment. He says, Ron, well, Caldwell gets a free pass since he's coming back. Terrible effort by the Lions. Same old Lions. Who gets released first, Bolden or Nada?
What was the last part of
it? Who gets released first, Bolden or Nada?
They both may retire. Take the easy way out.
Retire in quotes.
Bolden did okay last this year. He did all right.
But he had a hat trick last night. Two drops, two personal fouls, and two catches.
Jeez, and not him, both him and Nada. Nada. You can't be that stupid out there. You're veterans like that, can you? Commit those stupid penalties. Oh, they thought he was going to get disqualified for the second, but one was a personal foul and one was not. So he ended up, he thought he was gone. He was going out. He's ready to go out. He said, no, you stay. Maybe he was trying to get out. Maybe he won an early day.
I would have wanted out of that game, too.
Yes. Oh, God, yes. Let's go to Kurt and Frazier. Hey, Kurt.
Well, Ron, you know, it wasn't as bad as you're saying it was. I know we didn't do well in the fourth quarter, but, Ron, in the third quarter, we were only down 10-6.
Yeah.
And you take away that Richardson touchdown, because that wasn't a touchdown. His hand's all over the face of our mask of our defender. That's not a touchdown, Ron. That should have only been a field goal on that drive. It should have been 7-6 or something.
Well, I didn't think Seattle played well at all.
No, they didn't play it well, but you know who did play well, and I didn't expect this, the running game, Lou Rawls or somebody here from Dead End Street fame. But anyway, Thomas Rawls showed up yesterday, and it made me wonder why.
We are searching and searching the whole day. That's what the Lions were playing after the game. They were searching and searching for Rawls the whole game through.
Who's supposed to stop him? Is it supposed to be DeAndre Levy? Is he supposed to be the one to stop him?
He's too busy counting his money and cashing his check.
He had two tackles and an assisted.
No, he had one tackle.
Two tackles and an assisted.
I would think if you had a great linebacker, you would stop that run, but yeah, a great linebacker.
Well, they don't have great linebackers in Detroit.
You're right, Ron. You're right about the final score and everything, but I think they were still in the game late in the fourth quarter until they really blew it out. It wasn't until the middle of the fourth quarter. And by then, you could see the writing on the wall. We dropped too many passes. And when we started taking those dumb penalties, I was wondering if the coach was still on the team.
Well, the guys that get him, too. Nada. And, you know, he said he's going to retire if they win it. Well, they're not going to win it. He'll be 100 years old before they win it.
Well, you know, something's wrong with his ankle, and when the runner Rawls got past him on the sideline there, on that rush to the side, you know, he couldn't tackle him. That was a big play, and you know, Rawls got too many big plays on the Lions, and that made me wonder why didn't Marshawn Lynch run? You know, when the Seattle was a chance to win the Super Bowl 2 years ago, why didn't they at the goal line? Wouldn't they run? I think if they had another chance, they would run Lynch.
But they don't have another chance.
They're going to run Rawls if they get there this year, don't you think, down by the goal line?
Lou Rawls must be spinning in his grave after what he sees with his son.
On a dead-end street. You got to be tough and strong, and he was.
If the squirrel didn't pick up the acorn in the middle of the street, you wouldn't have died.
I'm going to wait for more comments with Ernie Wynn. I'm looking forward to that, Ron. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Kurt, for the call. Let's take another call. We got Jeff in Ferndale. Hey there, Jeff.
Hey, Ron, Alex, listen, I knew this was going to be a blowout. I told you that yesterday. You know, Ron, I'm on the fence about Stafford. I know he won him a lot of games this year, but I'll ask you guys a question, and I don't care if you tell me I'm nuts. I just don't think Matthew Stafford is an elite quarterback. I don't think he can carry a team on his own against playoff-bound teams. Do you think that's true, Ron, or not?
I'm not going to argue with you. I think the jury is still out.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what to say. I mean, they haven't won any. How many playoff games have they won in their existence? Is it one game, Ron, in the last 57 years since the 1950s or whatever?
One game, and that was at home. They had, the last playoff game
was
they won on the road was Dwight Eisenhower was president, and he was watching the game on black and white TV with rabbit ears.
It was, what, 27 years ago Friday that they won, I think?
None of Dwight D. Eisenhower were.
No, the last time he even won a playoff game.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Listen, Stafford doesn't have the tools around him. I mean, he just doesn't right now.
I agree.
I'm kind of disappointed in Jones, Marvin Jones. I mean, he started out pretty good, but, you know, there was no running game. So, I don't know. Bob Quinn, he's going to have a lot of decisions to make, like I was telling you guys yesterday. You know, like somebody else was saying, they may not re-sign Reef. They may let Larry Warford go. So what do you do?
What about Stafford?
I don't know. He wants $25 million a year, Rod. I wouldn't give it to him.
I wouldn't either.
Would you?
I think he's great. He's got better record than anybody that's ever played this game at quarterback. But would I give it to him? No, because he doesn't win big games on the road against winning teams.
Right. But I'll tell you what, it'd be Lions luck. If they let him go, he'll go to somewhere else, and he probably won a Super Bowl.
Oh, he'll kill the Lions if he goes somewhere else.
Yeah, but I just don't see it. You know, now, so I don't know, Ron, if it's like the Lions organization. I don't know if it's the players, the coaches. I don't know what the issue is, but it's been like this for the last 50 years. You know, it's like,
more than 50 years. You're not counting well.
I mean, you know, so it's like,
how about 60 years?
As a fan, you know, a lot of people are mad they're rehiring Caldwell again.
Not rehiring him. He's under contract, like, so they're keeping him. And I'm not mad. I think he's got the best record of any coach since Buddy Parker in the 50s.
Yeah. But, like, who do you get in here? You don't want, what's this guy, Rex Ryan and his brother?
Oh, God. No, you don't want either one of those guys.
They'll destroy your team.
I know. Hey, you know what, Rod? Rex Ryan, you know his brother, what's his name, Rob Ryan? They're twins, I understand. Has he ever been a head coach, Rob Ryan, do you know?
No, I don't think he was. He's been fired two or three times as defensive coordinator.
Yeah, but now Rex Ryan, he had that weight loss surgery, that gastric bypass.
He doesn't look that bad either.
Yeah, and they said his brother had it, but it didn't work. And you know who else had that surgery? Was that coach from Notre Dame. What was that guy's name, Charlie Weiss?
Yeah.
But he still looks like he's overweight.
Where is he now, Charles?
I don't even know where he's at.
Charles Weiss is where? Or not?
Charlie Weiss. You know who lost a lot of weight, Ron? Have you seen Rick Mahorn lately?
Well, I haven't seen him the last two or three games. And every time he sees me, he cusses me out. But I love him.
Yeah, he lost quite a bit of weight, though.
He needed to
But anyway,
Denny McClain. Denny McClain went on it, and he lost 180 pounds.
Yeah, he looks great. But anyway, Ron, I don't know about the Lions. I did think they were going to lose. But they also, I never thought they'd win 9 games this year, you know. So, but I guess Pittsburgh, they took care of Miami today.
And Ndamukong Suh, they threw him around like he's a rag doll out there.
Yeah. So I was glad to see that. But
so was I.
Anyway, Rod, I'll listen next time when you have Ernie on. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Jeff, for calling.
Weiss isn't doing anything, by the way, but he just got his last check from Notre Dame, so he was still getting paid all these years. Remember, he was at Kansas after Notre Dame.
Yeah, he didn't last at Kansas either, did he?
No, Kansas is a bad football program.
Yeah, well, where is he now?
Not doing anything. He wants another gig.
He's got another. Well, he needs one now. This is his last paycheck from Notre Dame. So now, is Notre Dame going to continue on with this other coach? And they've got so many coaches there. They're still playing Eric Parsegian, aren't they?
Rob Ryan's never been head coach, by the way, only a coordinator. And I have a fact for you, too. Lions now have the longest postseason losing streak in NFL history at 0-9. I'm sorry, losing the last nine. Last road playoff win.
Eisenhower was president.
Oh, my gosh.
1957.
Yeah, against San Francisco.
That's when they won it all.
Yeah.
And he was sitting in the White House watching the Lions on black and white TV with the, what do you call it in there?
The antenna?
The antenna. Because you had to have antennas back then.
And the last one, I'm sorry, I was off 2 years. January 5th of 92.
Yeah,
well. I was a year old, to put it in perspective. Not even.
So you don't remember the game?
No, not at 6 months old. No.
Well, you weren't a fan then?
Nah.
Okay, just wondering. Oh, boy, it's going to be a long offseason for the Lions, won't it? But, again, they overachieved. I'll say it again. We're open line until 6 o'clock. Taking your calls at 800-923-9385. That's 800-923-9385. Or you can email CameronSportsTalk@Yahoo.com. Open line until 6. And then from 6 till 7 tonight, we're going to be talking late this afternoon, tonight, whatever you want to say. We're going to talk with a man that's gave the Tigers a lot of heartaches over the years. When he was with the Toronto Blue Jays, Ernie Witt, 13 home runs at Tiger Stadium and 130 sometimes up. That's Babe Ruth category there. Oh, boy. Rusted Crow by Comerica, new Little Caesars Arena show, sports always on many high-def TVs. Rusted Crow features a variety of entrees, including the award-winning mac and cheeseburger. Rusted Crow Detroit has handcrafted spirits and cocktails. You'll dine in a rustic, eclectic atmosphere. Rusted Crow has lunch and dinner and drink specials Tuesday through Sunday. Rusted Crow, a perfect place to go before and after the games downtown or while at work. Rusted Crow Detroit is on the corner of Adams and Park on the first floor of the Kales Building. The Game in Wixom is a custom sports apparel outfitter making uniforms for all sports teams, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, softball, soccer, bowling, wrestling, and more. If you can wear it, the game can make it. They got game. Go to yourgameapparel.com, yourgameapparel.com, or on Facebook, Game Apparel USA, Game Apparel USA. And Van Born Tavern and Grill just opened in Dearborn and features, they've got it all. They've got great burgers, pizza, seafood, a variety of sandwiches and more, and many appetizers and salads. Van Born Tavern has 40 beers on tap, show sports on many high-def TVs. Lunch and dinner 7 days, happy hour every day 3 till 6. Bring your family and friends to Van Born Tavern and Grill on Van Born, just east of Telegraph, or find them on Facebook. We're open line. Give me a call at 800-923-9385, 800-923-93. Email CameronSportsTalk@Yahoo.com. JJ from Lincoln Park. JJ, you're still alive.
Well, why would I be dead?
Your Oakland Raiders, I thought, would put you in the grave.
Well, man, I've had a dozen years of since the Super Bowl when whoever that center was, Barton, whatever his name was, went on a drinking bench. And the center's the most important guy in football. And once the Raiders lost, then they had no chance to win that Super Bowl. They have never been the same.
But Connor Cook did not look good last night.
Well, what the hell? Ron, if there's three quarterbacks on every team, there's 90 quarterbacks in the NFL. And maybe 15 of them are worth anything. The rest of them are – half the teams in the NFL don't even have a serviceable quarterback. And now you're down to the third-string guy? Come on. It's ridiculous. No wonder Carr was going to be the MVP in the AFL if he didn't get hurt, because you saw how important he was to that team.
All right, who's the MVP now? I'll tell you who I'd give it to.
Well, you can't give it to Tom Brady. He missed all those games. So who are you going to give it to?
There's a lot of people voted for Tom Brady, including Chris Collinsworth. And Collinsworth said, I don't know who to vote for. He said, I'm really looking at all the things. I give it to Ryan. And I'll tell you why I give it to Ryan. And why don't give it to Favre, who's the best quarterback in the league the second half of the year?
I mean Rodgers.
Not Favre. Is not the quarterback anymore.
I thought, don't they have an AFC and an NFC player?
Just one. And I got to give it to Ryan because he's been consistent from game one to the very end.
Ezekiel Elliott's a good one, too.
Yeah, but he's a rookie, and he's balanced out by your running back over there, and they took votes from each other.
He is the running back. You mean by Prescott?
I mean Prescott and Elliott balanced each other out, or knocked each other out, if you will. And I'll tell you this. I think that but Ryan's done it the whole all year. Rodgers has had a great year the second half, but he was nothing in the first half. And Brady missed the first four games. That's why I got to say, there's no doubt it's Ryan, in my opinion.
Well, whoever wins it makes it. You know, it's a quarterback league, and for the most part, it's always been a quarterback league. That's why the Lions, I mean, since they got rid of Bobby Lane, you know, have they really had a good quarterback? Matt Stafford's the best one I've ever seen in my lifetime. So,
well, Matt Stafford was much better than Bobby Lane.
Well, I understand. Bobby Lane threw more interceptions than touchdown passes.
And as a completion, not different game back then. The completion game percentage was about 40. So he was, but he was a leader.
Yep. I say the same thing with Terry Bradshaw. He had all them Hall of Fame guys on his team, and he threw as many touchdowns as interceptions. So
I think he threw more TDs than interceptions.
Well, maybe one or two.
Yeah, he threw a lot of interceptions.
Yeah, he was horrible.
Well, I don't think he was horrible. He was the leader of the team.
Favre threw a lot, too.
Well, they all win at the end. That was just, you know, the two-minute drill. The snake always brought the Raiders back, you know, and so it is what it is. The Lions in my lifetime, I don't know what the hell happened to them. You know, my dad got to see all those championship games and blah, blah, blah. And in the Super Bowl era, the Lions have won exactly one playoff game. One. I mean, expansion teams have more playoff wins than that. It's just abysmal. It's just abysmal, that entire franchise. They might be the worst franchise in all of pro sports.
Oh, I don't know about that. There's some bad ones out there. And the Colts were so bad for all those years. They went 60-some years before they won it. And
the Colts won a Super Bowl.
I know, but before that, the Colts in Baltimore and everywhere else they played.
They won in 58.
They went 60-some years without a Super Bowl.
No, they won in 1958, the greatest game ever played. Then they won the Super Bowl in 1970. Plus, they made the Super Bowl III and lost to the
Jets. Who am I thinking of? And yeah, the Browns, you know. No, the Browns won a Super Bowl.
No, they haven't. They haven't even made it.
They won the championship in the NFL.
Remember, the Browns got bounced out by the Broncos all those years in the 80s?
Despite Bernie Kosar.
Mm-hmm. One playoff win, Ron. One.
Well,
I mean, one. Think about it. One playoff victory.
That's enough to make you puke, isn't it?
Well, I mean, even those crappy baseball teams have a good season and win something one time. And do something. The Lions have just been abysmal. And the fans go out there and support them all the time.
Well,
maybe the Quinn can turn it around. The Lions have never had a good quarterback in my lifetime, and they've had woeful offensive line play.
Well, Stafford's stats, if you look at stats, is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Right. I concur wholeheartedly with that.
But you got to win games on the road against winning teams to become an elite quarterback.
Well, I tell you what, I their defense surprised me this year, especially with all the attrition that they had.
The second half it did.
Pardon?
First half they were awful. Second half they put it together.
Yeah, they played well. I was really surprised that stretch where they kept all the teams under 20 points, so they went to Dallas. You know, they did well. So, and then the kicking game, you know, the two kickers that they have are, I wouldn't, you know, except for the Raiders punter, I wouldn't trade either of them. I think they're awesome, and we do pretty well. We need to get, a little bit better. I mean, the offensive line, with all the injuries, you know, I hate to say it, but ever since Eric Swanson went down, they didn't win a game. I'm not blaming anything on Glasgow, but ever since he went down, they moved Glasgow inside and they had to put other guys in there, the Lions' offense was pathetic.
Yeah, the last four games, it was nothing to write home about,
horrible.
To say the least.
Yeah. And then Eric Ebron, you never draft, Sebastian Janikowski aside, you never draft a kicker, a tight end, or a fullback in the first round.
And I don't know about I don't know about Sebastian either, because I think he was a drunk, and he had enough problems off the field. And he has a great leg, but he's not the brightest bulb in the chandelier.
He's been doing it for an awful long time, so.
What's that?
You know what? Yeah, he's a weapon in himself, so he might be a kicker that could actually make the Hall of Fame, but who the heck knows? I'll just say this, though. The Lions, with this new guy, he's proven himself in his first year to do something well with the drafting, but we'll see what that goes on. You know, just you have to build, depth. And the only time the Lions ever did good, Ron, was that 1991 season when there was no salary cap and they had free agency, and they went out and got Lutz and Frelick and some other offensive linemen, and they built the offensive line. And that's the only time they ever did good. And after they put a salary cap in there, the Lions have just been like any other team.
Here's the decision to make. I know they're discussing. I mean, they're not talking about it with Levy. I want to know, is he just a paycheck buyer? He came back and played one mediocre game and one all right game. Two, and then the last three games, he's not even there.
Well, if they had somebody better, they would have put him in there,
They didn't have anybody better. He said they got the contract. He's making all the money.
Well, they can always cut
Bad signing. Guy. Bad signing.
Well, but when they signed him, listen, I'm no fan of Mr. Levy. Okay, but when they signed him, he had proved himself on the field. He was a heck of a player.
But the problem is, when he signed him, he went in the tank.
Well, he got hurt, so.
Well, yeah, you say he got hurt, but he's been a question mark every game since. I mean, 2 years ago, I'm just about ready to come back. 2 years later, he finally comes back.
They had to re-sign him at that point, though, with the season he had in 13.
They had to re-sign him, but the one-year deal, for Christ's sake.
Well,
that's what they all should be, one-year deal proven for next year, because this is, I don't like with an option. Because I don't like these long-term guaranteed contracts. Levy is stealing money. He's been stealing money for 2 years.
Well, you must hate Major League Baseball because all them guys steal money. I don't think there's one person worth the money that they pay them. So.
Way too much money in baseball, and the fans are paying for it.
Well, I understand. I mean, I can remember my mom used to send me on a bus with $5. I'd go to a Thursday afternoon game, ride the bus down, eat a hot dog, an ice cream, get a program, ride the bus back, and still have money in my pocket.
Oh, yes, you'd have money in your pocket. You sit in the bleachers for 75 cents.
Yeah.
Get a hot dog, and that's before you could drink. Or otherwise, you'd be drunk at the game and still come back with money.
Well, yeah. I can remember the 84 season. I was part of the Michigan High School Coaches Athletic Association. I got into every game for free, two tickets, except for Sunday games. So I went to about 40 home games that year. It was just a magical season. And then after that, they got rid of that little deal for the high school coaches. But at least I enjoyed that one good season. You know, Ron, we have been lucky in Detroit because we saw some great teams with the Red Wings. The Pistons were really good. And the Tigers had the 84 season, and Jim Leland, whatever he did to get them back on track, they were worth watching again.
Yeah,
but, man, the Lions... even with Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson.
Now, here's another thing. Okay. Barry Sanders ripped the Lions on Twitter today, And listen, Barry Sanders is a nice guy, but Barry Sanders is as lazy as you can be. He didn't want to work. That's why Cocaine Wayne, when he was coaching the team, that's what the cops call him. He's caught with cocaine, so his name sticks. Stick it to him. And he let Barry, one of the players on the Lions, a good player on the Lions, told me, he said, Barry comes when he wants it, and we're fed up with it. They said, the mandatory camp, we all show up, and we're talking about people that make it all pro. And Barry didn't feel like coming. Okay, Barry, come when you can. He just kissed his butt, Wayne Fonts. And then Bobby Ross came in and wanted him to work, and Barry did not want to work. Barry's one of the great talents ever to play in the NFL, and a good guy, too. But Barry was lazy. He did not want to work.
A lot of coaches get player star treatment.
Yeah,
well,
but
that Barry was
he's a quitter, and he's a quitter, too. He's a quitter.
He was the best guy in the team. He made enough money that he can live and be able to walk around. And he only had one injury at the end of that 1 year. Remember, he missed, like, the last four games of the year?
Yeah, the one time, yeah.
He was doing.
I lost a lot of respect for him, JJ, when he walked out on the team. That's not what a man should do.
I'll tell you when I lost respect for him. For the Michigan, Sports Hall of Fame, he was honored. He didn't even have the wherewithal or the class to show up at his own induction to the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame.
Well,
I just remember that. That'll always stick with me. But, you know, to each his own. He lived on a different place. That's what made him what he did.
He marched to the beat of a different drummer.
Yeah, but you can't argue with what he did on the field.
He was great on the field, and he was a nice guy, but he was very lazy. And when coach wanted to make him work, he said, I'm done.
Well, that body only can take so much hit. His body wasn't that big, Ron. There's a couple of running backs that, that averaged over 5 yards a carry. And are you going to call Jim Brown lazy because he retired before his prime was out?
No, he wasn't making much money then either. No, I'm not calling him lazy because he was the greatest running back of all time.
But how much more money does a guy like Barry Sanders?
It's not the point. It's the point is when the team counted on him, he didn't show up. He quit. And even his dad said, well, look at his dad said.
When he counted on the team, they didn't get any.
Well, yeah, you could say that too. You could say that too, but here's what his dad says. His dad says Barry Sanders is the third greatest running back ever to play behind Jim Brown, who's number one, Walter Payton, number two.
I find no fault in that.
Neither do I. JJ, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. And what's on your mind? We're open line. And a lot of people are still, and again, from what I'm told and everything, Barry Sanders is a very nice man, but I know for a fact he's very, very lazy. He wants to go to his own speed, and that's what's wrong with athletes today. A lot of them are sign a contract and go in the tank. Don't even give a darn plan anymore.
If he's hurt, though, he can't play.
Oh, I don't believe he's hurt. I think he should have been back long before then he was. All of a sudden, I'm close to coming back. This is last year, for God's sakes. No, I'm not. I think he's just out for a paycheck. A lot of people agree with me. I'm sure some of the people in the Lions agree with me, too. If you have a comment or question on sports, pick up the phone and give me a shout, if you will. At 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Open line this hour, coming up the next hour, be very another interesting show with Ernie Witt from the Toronto Blue Jays and the Tiger Keller. Noni's Kid Cupboard in Woodhaven is a children's consignment resale store, featuring new and used clothing, furniture, equipment, and toys, and more. Noni's Kids Cupboard, open Tuesday through Saturday at 10 a.m. and located on King Road between Allen and Grange and the King Plaza. Find Noni's Kids Cupboard on Facebook. And El Radio. It's in Dearborn. Features authentic Mexican food. El Radio. There's chicken riano, tacos, enchiladas, and tostadas, and big burritos, all served with beans and rice and tortillas. El Radio is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:09, with lunch and dinner specials. El Radio is on the corner of Van Vorn and Monroe. We're open line taking your comments and questions on sports at this number, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Com. We have that other email.
Yeah, I have one more for you. We have Desmond from Dearborn.
Desmond Tutu's back in the picture.
I guess he moved, maybe, or it's a different Desmond. Desmond's email is actually about a former Michigan State Spartan, Draymond Green. I don't know if you heard about what Draymond Green said to Kevin Durant, but he basically yelled at him for taking an isolation three-point shot at the end of regulation against the Grizzlies. They ended up losing the game in overtime, but Kevin Durant agreed with him and said that
Kevin
it was a
Durant?
Bad move.
Yeah, okay.
Kevin Durant thought that Draymond Green was right.
Well, he's still a head case. Player, I have a team. I want him on my team. He may disrupt a few things. He's a strange dude, but guy's one of the greatest defensive players to play in this game. Probably second to the guy in San Antonio. He also can score, yet he doesn't need to score to be effective. I like players that scrape 10 points a game and lead the team to win. He can do it all. He can pass the ball. He can rebound. He can shoot. As a player, he's something else. But, again, he's got his... Sometimes his elevator doesn't go all the way to the top.
Like DeMarcus Cousins.
Well, that elevator starts at the basement and can't even get to the first floor. I mean, this guy... Now, the difference between those two is Green's a winner and Cousins is a loser. There's a big difference. I wouldn't want Cousins on my team. Some people that wanted the Pistons to trade Drummond for Cousins. I said, no, no, and no. He's a coach killer. Worse than, if there's a way possible, than Dwight Howard. Speaking of coach killers. Well, if you have a quick comment or question on sports, we welcome your calls at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. We're hoping to open the restaurant in the next week or so, but I've still got some questions on that, too, so we'll let you know more down the road on that, so find out just what's going on here. And I want to tell you that... you can also listen to me Friday mornings, 9 to 11 for now, on WPON AM 1160 or WPON.com, as well as the Saturday and Sunday show. We got some interesting shows coming up on this. We're trying to get Barry Smith in the next few weeks on the show. Jim Leland said he'd come on in January. I haven't been able to get over Frank Tanana or the mayor. The mayor's got a full mailbox, and I call him. My God, he said he loved how he came to the studio last time, joined us right here. But I haven't been able to get a hold of him. I'll try to get him, and we'll see. And another guy I haven't been able to get a hold of, it keeps going to voice mails full, is Thomas Holmstrom. And I've not tried to call Barry Smith yet, because a couple times I want to talk to him. They were playing that night, but Barry said he had come on the show, and so did Larry Murphy. Got a lot of good shows coming up on Sports Talk in the next few weeks. But right now, it's me and you at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. Whatever you want to talk about in sports. It's happening to Pistons now. Pistons are playing. Oh, it's something we haven't done. This is absolutely ridiculous. We haven't talked about the Alabama game coming up for tomorrow night. We haven't That's the two best teams in the land, Clemson and Alabama. They're the best teams out there. I think that the running attack in Alabama and the defense is what would win it for them. They're one of the greatest defensive teams ever to play college football. And this guy, meaning Nick Saban's going for his sixth national championship. Remember when he played in Michigan State? He was mediocre here until his last year with 9-2. He was 500 2 years and two over the other year. But he's got to Alabama. His wife wears the pants in the family. She decides where he goes. And that's where he ends up. And you can't argue with him, can you?
They're compared to Bear Bryant, which is interesting.
Interesting.
Because it's two completely different eras.
Yeah, two different eras. But here's the thing on Lou Saban. He coached in the NFL. Defensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, had the best defense in the NFL at the time. The Cleveland folks were talking about the Cleveland Browns. Look that up, Alex.
They coached the Dolphins as a head coach.
Yeah. But he, when he was with the Browns, he was the best, one of the best coaches in the league. And he was defensive coordinator with the Browns. See what the record was, or their defense was that year?
Well, in the early 90s, I mean, they were dominating defensively, just like you said.
And he was the...
DC, yeah, for 3 years.
Defensive coordinator. You baseball fans don't want to stay tuned for the next hour. But anyway, let's go back to the Alabama game. I mean, this is a tough, tough, tough team in Clemson. A great team in Clemson. Both deserve to be there. They beat Ohio State, and I picked Ohio State to win that game. And then, of course, Alabama beat Pittsburgh. Not Pittsburgh, but Washington, not Pittsburgh. That I thought was one of the best teams in college football.
And Clemson blew out Ohio State.
Oh, I know they did.
It wasn't even funny.
Well, Alabama blew out Washington, too.
They pitched a shutout, though, against a good Ohio State team.
That's a good offensive team with no quarterback, but a good offensive team. And so the best two teams are there. No argument, let's put more team in. Get away from that stuff. You got too many bowl games now. You need to put the ashtray bowl in there and the toilet bowl to round them out. I mean, how many names they can figure out for these bowl games? The Chick-fil-A bowl? The rear end bowl?
The poinsettia bowl. Huh. Or my favorite, the famous Idaho potato bowl.
Yeah, well, it was good. they do come up with good potatoes in Idaho. That's a potato capital, Alex. Watch your language.
And Popeyes is in Bahamas now. Yeah. Is in the Bahamas now.
And your dog is going to that game?
Right.
You're going to take your dog to the Popeye Bowl?
The Popeyes Bahamas Bowl?
Yeah.
No, I wish I would have. That would have been a fun time.
Well, he likes the warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
You should give him a bonus and have him go to the game.
Yeah, if only it was named after him, not the chicken place.
Yeah. Okay. Jim Brady's Detroit, a tradition since 1954, featuring the best barbecue, chicken, and Caesar salad, as well as new culinary creations that'll make your mouth water. Center-cut filet, fresh seafood, shrimp cocktail, and much more. Handmade desserts and Verner's ice cream, if you will. Jim Brady's Detroit, it's lunch, dinner, drink specials, 7 days showing sports on 16 big-screen TVs. Come see Tom Brady and his team. See what's cooking. And Jim Brady's Detroit. In Royal Oak, 1214 South Main. Fairfax Quality Market features choice meats, Amish chicken, a full deli, prepared meats, homemade soups, fresh produce, craft local beers, and more. Open 7 days, 8 to 8. Fairfax Quality Market is in Grosse Pointe Park on Beaconsfield between Jefferson and the water. And Royal Cafe in Sterling Heights. New owners and a full menu. They got good food. Folks, I had a great gyro rice and vegetable soup there today. They have American, Polish, Greek, and Italian dishes. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days. Breakfast specials $3.99 weekdays. Friday, all you can eat walleye and cod. Or one of the two, can't have both of them. And located on 15 Mile at Chandler behind CVS. Good restaurant, Royal Cafe. Stop in, you'll enjoy it. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking with Ernie Witt from the Toronto Blue Jays, and longtime catcher in the big leagues, and now the manager of the Canadian national team and the coach. And to kill the Tigers. And I umpired his games at Macomb College in 1970. We'll talk with Ernie Witt when we continue on Sports Talk. You want to email right now, you can at CameronSportsTalk.com at Yahoo.com. And we'll be back after the break with Ernie Witt.
sponsored by Sports Talk with Ron Cameron.
Every child deserves nutritious food. Every child deserves clean water. Yet in countries like Haiti and Guatemala, tens of thousands of kids wake up every day with neither. Many of these children cannot attend school because they have to spend their days carrying water many, many miles. They are being robbed of their childhood, their innocence, their health, and sometimes even their lives. These children long for a better life, a life where a drink of water doesn't mean sickness or maybe even death. Today, you can give the gift of life and hope to a suffering child through Food for the Poor. A $50 one-time gift will change the world for a child by giving him food for a year and water for life. Please call 855-849-4673. That's 855-849-HOPE. 855-849-4673.